Hello again. You must be seeing me more times today. But I'm going home soon. It's a great privilege, you know, to stand here and to share God's word. And when I was at Malling, I always wanted to preach, you know, and you know, when you start, that's when you wanted to preach more. That's when you don't know anything. Like, but you have this eager. Here I am, you know, I'm preaching God's word to my fellow brothers and sisters halfway around the globe. You know, anywhere you go, you find Christian brothers and sisters, and the bond we share like no other religion does, and it's just an amazing thing. And I would like to thank Pastor Nathan. And even Pastor Michael, you know, and for all the connections that I had. In 2014, I came here, I think, first time. And then 2018. Now, 2023. But at one point, when COVID hit everything, I thought, I would never ever get into a plane. So it's just wonderful to be here. It's wonderful to see God's people gathering together to worship Jesus Christ. It's just a wonderful feeling. In our world today, Jesus is made fun of. He's been ignored, irrelevant, outdated. But what the world does not realize is this Jesus, our Savior, is very real. His message is very real. His miracles are very real. The gospel in itself is very real. His words are very real. His mission is very real. The end is his love for us. His love for the world is so real. That's what makes Christianity beautiful. That's what makes Christianity a complete a complete package in itself. It's just a wonderful thing. And I would like to, you know, with few examples of what God is doing in India, I would like to share the message today. And things were not the same since March 2020. COVID, a five-letter word, who would have thought, reached the ends of the earth? Everyone knew COVID changed how we look at life and everything else. And now we see life before COVID and after COVID. And when we see the news, that's more, you know, it's more saddening. COVID is not done yet. And when I look back what COVID has done, it brings tears to my eyes. Many of my pastor friends, whom I dearly loved, have died of lack of oxygen support in Indian government hospitals. Many pastors' wives were suddenly left with children and no one to support them financially. It was a very saddening times in India. And India was reporting 4,000 deaths every day, and that was an official report, and it could be possibly 10 times more. And bodies everywhere. The government was telling that the ambulance should not have the siren, because you had ambulance going everywhere. Every 5 minutes you hear an ambulance, and the bodies were taking the vehicle that was taking bodies, that was also, you know, you have to go calmly. And so there was bodies everywhere, there was burning happening everywhere, and many villages had no access to basic health care, end up dying. There were so many people who just died. They got sick, they thought, you know, and then just died. No one visited them. And during the Delta wave, and COVID has indeed changed everything. COVID has shattered millions of dreams worldwide. At House of Peace Orphanage, because when I say India, it's all my experiences from the orphanage, because I'm the director of the orphanage. At House of Peace, we all expected a great year, but it was just a nightmare. And on the eve of 24th March, the government of India announced a nationwide, countrywide lockdown for 21 days. And I had a call from a welfare officer say, it's time to close your orphanage. And everybody is closing down. You close down. I said, sir, we can't close this down because we have been running it for so many years. We just can't close it. All the orphanages in Salem closed. They have sent kids home. You also sent kids home. I was like, there were so many children. There some children we could send them home, but not everybody. There are some children who have nowhere to go. And they said, oh, no, just send them to their relative's place. I said, no, sir. They have some children have nowhere to go. If I send them, it'll be a big problem to them. They're all adults now, and nobody wanted to come. At that time, it was COVID spreading like anything in Italy. We were seeing in news. It was like there was bodies everywhere, and I knew COVID was not going to go away in 3 weeks. That was the initial 3 weeks lockdown, which extended till almost 9 months in India, and. It was, so we had 70 to 80 kids at our campus who were nowhere to go. And other kids, we had parents or guardians who came and took care. And we said, these children we have lived with. You know, I've lived with my, the age of the orphanage is my age. You know, 1988 I was born. And this is our family. And you tell the people in Chennai that all the orphanages close. To your understanding, we will run it, and I'll make sure that nobody comes into our campus. And so he agreed upon that, and it was just we were just not willing to send children to their streets. And that's when I realized that we are in a ever-changing world. That's when I realized we are in an ever-changing world, but there is and one of the greatest changes, greatest change we had to ever faced, and that's when there's so much fear came into my heart, came into my mind, and that's when I realized in an ever-changing world, there is a never-changing God. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This unchanging God of Hebrews 13:8, the circumstances may change, but He never changes. An amazing promise. I know this is the problem with all the famous Bible verses is that we just know it and then we just go through it. But what a great verse that is. The world keeps changing. There's so much of fear. What will happen? What will happen? All these things. We have an unchanging God to go to. We have a God who is unchanging. He is an unchangeable God. He is our Jesus Christ. You know, whatever may be our situation, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means He holds our future. He knows our future. There's one thing we can always go to. You know, we have a God who never ever changes. Jesus Christ is the same in the past, yesterday. He is the present today and the future tomorrow. This brings great hope, my brothers and sisters. You know, what a hope that we can. You know, in this changing world, there is an unchanging God. The hope that we have, and this God, He says in Matthew 28:20, that He is with us. He is with us all the time. When you came in, He was with you. When you go out of this worship place, He is with you. And what an amazing thing it is. And in India, generally, most orphanages, as I said in my presentation, are run by Christians. And so they really don't want that. The government don't really want that. They, but it's a good thing that most of the orphanages are run by Christians. But government say a lot of conversion happened during that time. So they really want to take orphan children and give it to homes, which is a good thing when you see it from outside, but like foster care and all those things. But the officers who are really wanting to do is to take some money from the families that do not have parents, and then give these children. So it's like on a selfish motive they are wanting to do, and it's just and they are trying to restrict and limit the orphanages. So once you take all the orphan children out, then you probably end up with closing the orphanage. So that is their plan. And they are giving in the most of the adult children. So the adult children usually are never considered as their own children, because they know in their conscience they are not babies. They are not adopted as babies. If they are adopted as babies, they probably will take them as their own children. But they are adopted as, you know, an adult children. They will put them to work, you know, and sometimes even for worse abuse. And they are often not treated as their own children, and even as though the children see them as their parents. They are always seen as an outsider to the family. So these officers are bribing, and these children are not even getting blessed going into the family. So this the selfish nature of the welfare department throughout, you know, breaks our heart. You know, you may ask, how do you know this bride? You know, is this happened in ICMC? You know, that's when they're looking for recently, you know, in the last year or so, they've been asking, how many children don't go home? You know, they are having all these context, like drawing competition for the children at homes. They just want to know how many children don't go home. Then immediately they take them and then give to this family, not an intention to bless these children, just to get income out of it. What a selfish world it is. It breaks my heart, and it breaks your heart too. And the world has become so selfish. Money has become an ultimate goal, an ultimate idol for mankind. And this made the world a selfish place to be. But when we look up to God, we realized in the selfish world, there is a selfless Savior, Jesus Christ. I vividly recall a miracle that Jesus did in raising a widow's son in Luke 7, 11 to 17. A wonderful story. I love this passage of scripture. Jesus was very busy. He had a big crowd going into the city. There's a big crowd coming out of the city, of the town. He could have easily passed by. He knew that if you are a widow, you are done in the society. He knew that the breadwinner of this widow is done. He's died. This widow's future is a big question mark. The widow's world is a son. Now he has died. In India, lots and lots of widows. Nobody to talk to. When they get old, they can't even go to work. Nobody to talk to. Just in their house, hut, and then end up seeing them dying. We don't know how old this widow is. But Jesus, I just love the fact, the selfless Jesus, our Savior, walks into the situation of the widow, touches the coffin, raises the dead son of the widow. How wonderful is that? The Bible says, my friends, Jesus gave back the son to the mother. Praise the Lord. In when you come to the orphanage, the kids say, hallelujah, and everybody say, hallelujah. This is a selfless God. He is an incomparable God. They say always, people say, no, Rama, Krishna, Jesus, Allah, all the same. He is an incomparable God. How come a God without any request? There was no request made. Nobody said this, God do something about it. There was like nobody saying, nothing. Nobody was saying nothing. You know, it was God himself. What a selfless God we serve. He was completely wanting to have life to the fullest. It's an amazing part of scripture. I love the fact that there was no request made, but Jesus voluntarily walks into the life. And anytime this Jesus could voluntarily walk into our situation and do the same. We know this. Jesus selflessly came into our world to rescue us from sin and make us right before God. And that was a voluntary act while we are still sinners. For our reconciliation, he suffered death on the cross. That was a voluntary thing. So when we look at this selfish world, we are reminded of a selfless Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a great comfort, brothers and sisters. And this selfless God, again, is with us always. An amazing thing to know. And we all know this. It's just we have been reminded of this today. And in the month of September 2020, one early morning I was in Promised Land where the orphanage is located. I got a call. Because it was COVID time, I started staying 4 days in the orphanage, 3 days at my wife's place, because you can't travel a lot. And I said I'll make one travel, and I got permission to go and all those things. So at that time I was staying in Promised Land, and I got a call from my wife. She said, leave everything, come home soon, for I have tested positive for COVID, and so is everyone in our family. That is my wife's family. And it was such a shock. It was early morning. Just close the door, take everything. There's so many, because everyone is having in my family, so obviously I'm having it. So it's like, boom, I have to go. I started going. At that time, when COVID was spreading fast, hospitals were overflowing with patients, and there was a great fear. My youngest son, Jeremiah, was positive. My entire household, my wife's household, were all positive, even her grandparents. Because we had to take a mandatory test for my wife because she was pregnant. Just a week, couple of weeks before pregnant, they ask you to take a mandatory, COVID test. That's when we found out. And I must say, fear ruled me and my wife at that time. I could not speak a word to my wife. I just hugged my son Jeremiah, while my wife's parents and grandparents were taken to the hospital. And the doctor who was supposed to do the cesarean operation refused to take Joy because she has COVID. And the only other option is the government hospital. And the government hospitals, we have been just reading in news that it's just, they can't even do normal things in normal time. This is COVID time. This is done. We have been reading news that many pregnant ladies and, babies dying. And it was a complete nightmare. And there was so much of fear. It was a very fearful time in this fearful world. But the grace of God, we were able to do one thing, to spread prayer. We started praying, our family started praying, all the kids in the orphanage started praying, and all our supporters and friends worldwide, they started to pray for a miracle. And that's when God, through His mercy, arranged a Christian doctor who was willing to take Joy into a hospital and do the delivery. And just before the birth, my wife tested negative, and that's when my second son, Judah, was born. That's when I realized once again that in this fearful world, there is a God who makes you fearless. The fact that the God of the universe is with us to the very end of the age should give us all the courage to make us fearless in fearful circumstances. Matthew 28:18 says, "All authority on heaven and on earth has been given to Him." And this makes our God an ultimate authority over what's happening in our world. He has control over the world. He is in total control of the world. He knows it. That's His world we are living in. And this makes us, my brothers and sisters, in fearful circumstances, there's this God who makes us fearless with His sheer presence. In an ever-changing world, there is an unchanging God, never-changing God, that gives us hope. In this selfish world, there is a selfless God. This shows that we have been cared for. And in a fearful world, there is a God who makes us fearless and feel that we have been protected by His presence. Hold on to God's promises when you're afraid. And God, it is His world. He takes care of it. He's a bigger God. When Jesus was with us, He takes care of things around us. Hold on to Him and let us have a life dependent on this God who never changes, who is a selfless God, who makes you fearless. And the devil wants this. The devil wants to forget God's great promises. One of the greatest promises ever given was God Himself. You know, I remember one of the pastors visited my dad. He was a TV evangelical pastor, and he told me, you know, go bring a paper, like you left something, and I brought that paper, and this had all these marking of wherever God gives this, you know, house or you know whatever blessing it is, all the blessing verses he was written, and I just see God, Jesus Himself, as the greatest gift ever. Jesus Himself is the gift, the greatest gift ever. I tell our kids, the greatest gift you could ever have is Jesus Himself and His presence. And as I told before, I'm telling you now, I'm reminded of this, that we have come to this worship place with Jesus. We are going out to this world with Jesus. And throughout our life, this Jesus is with us. The greatest thing ever. The devil wants us to forget this. And either in your country, Australia, or my country, India, the devil wants to forget that we serve Jesus. This Jesus whom we serve, who saved us, is always with us. He is a gift Himself. Let us not let the devil win. Let us not give in to fear. And we are all always reminded, in fearful world, there is a God who makes us fearless. In a selfish world, there's a God who makes us selfless. Who's selfless? In an ever-changing world, there's a God who never, ever, ever, ever changes. And this greatest gift of Jesus Himself is with us all, to the end of the age. Amen. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, God, You are an amazing God, Lord. You've done so many miracles in people's life, worldwide. While You were in this world, You did it. We just thank you for who you are. Good, good Father you are. A selfless Savior you are. And you are with us, Father. A greatest gift ever. The greatest of promises ever. In Matthew 28:20, Lord. We just love you. As a church, we are reminded there is a never ever changing God to go to. There is a selfless Savior who cares for us. There is a God who makes us fearless. An amazing truth from the Bible, Lord. We just want to pray for the church here at Thornley. Bless them and let us all go to our problems and say, we have a very, very big God here and He takes care of things. Then this God voluntarily walks into our situation. God, do this miracle here in our lives for people who are wanting a miracle, Father. I don't know their situations, but you clearly know it, Father, as you knew it for the widow. Father, Lord, do that miracles here. And we just love you, Lord, and help us to grow in that confidence, in that faith that this God, I am not letting it go. This God is not letting me go. He's always with me, and He makes me fearless. He makes me feel loved because of His selfless nature. And I can always go back to Him because He's never ever changes. An amazing truth it is, Father. And let us always be reminded of this great truth, Lord Jesus. We pray for ICMC and all the ministries that's going around the world. And we pray for Surya, Father. It breaks our heart. It breaks our heart, Lord. To see people, to see children orphaned, and to know people are homeless there. Take care of them, Lord, and look after them, Father, that because this is your world, Lord Jesus. All this I ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.